Well, my friends, we are deep into the month of October. And at least in our part of the world, it's a very lovely, lovely season. Very moderate weather, calm skies, and I'm very grateful that none of the hurricanes that came into the Gulf of Mexico traveled our way. Most of the time, we're actually very blessed by the fact that they do come on land more toward the northern Gulf rather than the Gulf down toward Mexico. We're really not very far from Mexico where we are. And it makes for a very antique culture, shall we say, one that is still under the influence of the King Ranch and the various people that moved here to support it. You know, at one time, I don't know how it stands right now, but at one time it was the largest ranch in the world. it was bigger than some country, and it had quite a little substantial population. And the Corpus Christi was actually created to service the King Ranch, to be the coastal navigation route for their production and inputs for feed and so forth. So, and then, of course, as Texas became an oil state, it transitioned into that. But it's still very, very indigenous Texas. the only place you could be more Texas than down here is to go out too far west Texas, maybe to the canyon country, and enjoy. And it's actually quite beautiful out there, so especially this time of the year. So we're enjoying a lovely, lovely fall. The seasons don't change much here because we're so far south and west. We get, we like, down here, we like to say we get 9 months of summer and 3 months of fall and spring mixed together. We don't really get much of a winter. We get what you guys up north would call spring or fall. And then we're back to summer again. So I never put my shorts away. It's just the way life is down here, and I've been donating a lot of clothes in the last 2 years, realizing that I will never wear those again, and somebody had better get the benefit out of them. Okay, enough for me, and I was just giving some time for more people to come online because I know that people like to head in closer into the blessing itself. But let's take some calls. I love to hear from our community. I love to know how you're doing and what you need. So Jerome is on the call, and hello, Jerome.
Ah, hello, and love and blessings. And yesterday I walked around Lake Superior, and the leaves were the most beautiful thing of God and nature and of the universe that I've ever seen. And you are a most beautiful spirit as well. But I've had abdominal pain this weekend, and I'm going to need to see a doctor along the way here. But thank you for your light and love and peace and joy and blessings on my health and what I need to have happen in a couple of days, but for my family. But it's just the most loving, loving, loving spirit you've been and are. And thank you for Yeshua ben Yosef, too, and blessings for my family.
Oh, absolutely, and always. And enjoy the beauties of life wherever you turn, because they're there from every perspective.
Right.
We focus on them, we find them.
Yes, 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 we do. Yes, we do. Yes. And the find is the health and light and spirit that we've always been for... I'm suppose 5 million lifetimes, maybe. But
yeah. And here's to all the future ones. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jerome. I always love hearing from you, and keep smiling.
I will, and you too.
Okay. Maude, I see you're on the line, and it's so nice to hear from you.
I would like Glenda to ask for blessings today for my fellow blessing giver in North Dakota, the one that I know about anyway, and her son lives in Hawaii. I'm not sure of his age. His name is Cameron, and he died this week. I believe it was Monday, and I would there's just so many complications with him living in Hawaii and the COVID thing, and she is very, very she was very distraught, but anyway, I didn't talk to her for a long time, but anyway, I would love to have prayer sent her way. That's a very difficult time. Her son wasn't that old. And also, I would like to have blessings for my family, and particularly Matthew. And also, I would like to have further blessings for my own ability to keep recognizing that we are not the condition, that the conditions that we have, but that we are whole, even though sometimes it doesn't feel that way.
Oh, that's so important to keep in mind, Maura. Thank you for bringing that up. That's something we all need, is to recognize that we pass through. Life presents us a lot of conditions. You know, this is life is not easy. It really isn't. And sometimes it's pretty complicated. But we keep moving through it, and the best way to do it is to realize you are not that condition.
Right. And also, I am recognizing more and more how very blessed we are indeed by Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and for sending His Son to talk to you and to share with all of us these beautiful, beautiful, comfortable thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And I pray for your surgery coming up, you and your surgery, and for Larry.
It'll be fine. I have an excellent doctor, and the prognosis is very good.
Yeah.
It just, you know, like I said, life is full of unexpected turns, because there are so many complications in life, so many things that can turn up that you didn't expect. And so it's always good. It's always good, no matter how blessed you feel or guided by the Holy Spirit, it's always good to keep a cocoon of positive light around you that
yeah.
will reflect off, at least for the moment. Maybe not. You know, for the critical moment in which you need it reflected off,
yeah.
so that you can get through some situation. And so for that, I ask prayer. For that covering of light and love, that everything positive that is expected is exactly what will happen. So,
yeah, sometimes those little miracles that occur along the way don't appear to be that. They appear to be small miracles, but no miracle is ever small. And it's small. Some of them seem that way, but they're not. And so
every miracle breaks the locked-in pattern of pre-existing reality and probability that led us into the problem in the first place.
Right.
And the little whether it's a big or a little event, the miracle is breaking down that locked-in pattern.
Right. So it's a wonderful thing, and I thank all the people on the call that remember me, and I surely remember them whenever I say the blessings. I include their petitions along with mine. And
thank you, Maura.
Thank you, Glenda, so much. And
well, we're family now. You know, it's been a long time coming, and we take care of each other.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't connect verbally or in a group, but once we have joined in spirit, we are a family, and we are part of the body of Christ.
Yes, our very bodies are miracles in themselves, walking in our little space suits on this planet. Yeah,
thank you, Maura.
Thank you.
You're very precious to me.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
And I'm going to open the line to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Good to hear you. Hey, yeah, I want to send a blessing and some prayers also for your adventure this week with the surgery. What you and Maura were just talking about is really highly connected and synchronous with what's going on in the sky this week. This whole week, the sun is passing by very close to the star Spica. And the star Spica is known for like at least 10,000 years, signifying the gift. It's referred to as the gift of the goddess. And so these are ancient connections. And where the sun is these days, when it makes this alignment, it's right now in October. So that really connects beautifully for us with harvests. So we're going to have a new moon this week as well. And that's going to fall on Friday about midday.
Okay.
And when that happens, it's going to be like exactly opposite Mars, and it's going to be square with the Jupiter-Pluto-Saturn conjunction that's happening currently. Now, this is going to create tension. But you remember you said just a moment ago, you and Mara were both talking about not being stuck in conditions, and you mentioned something about locked-in patterns that that we occasionally have to deal with. Well, this is a perfect resonance to that. And with this specific new moon on Friday, they'll be exactly conjunct with Spica. Now, this is rare that this happens on a new moon. It can only happen once a year, and it doesn't happen that often. So when this happens, it's going to be a beautiful moment because it's going to be new moon in Libra, and we have Mars in Aries. And so the balance of new moon in Libra and Mars in Aries gives us a moment to draw upon the power of balance. and stillness.
Great.
And so that is something that we all have a connection to, that it's right within us, and Yeshua's teaching us about this continually. And it's really resonating strongly in this discussion today. So I really want to acknowledge you guys for just being right in tune with that energy. And for all of us, we can pay attention to this as the week goes on, and then specifically on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sending love and a blessing from the center of your own peace and stillness into the, because there could be some tension going on. We may feel it individually, but there's going to be some tension going on the large scale. And to just being aware that this is bringing us an opportunity to connect with this gift and allow that the blessing of this peace and stillness within us, this balance that's built into us, to emanate across our world.
I think that's great. Thank you for letting us know. And, for those who are just tuned in, if you just stay tuned in with yourself, the earth, everyone around you, you'll feel this because, the patterns of the universe are transposed into the patterns of your life. And it's an inescapable thing that, the small embodies the essence of the large.
Mm.
People have studied the patterns of the universe and scaled them down to the tiniest particles, and they see them perfectly reflected in the tiniest particles. Now, I don't know where he found this, but Dr. Robert Applegate, who was the minister of Christ Truth League at the time, they took custody of the Lamb and the Lion painting, was discussing this with me. And he was a Rhodes Scholar and also a PhD. He had a PhD in theology from Princeton. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a very educated man who could read mm-hmm. the Bible in 7 languages. So I don't know what language he picked this up in, but he said that it is in the Bible that everything in the universe is in every cell of your body.
Wow. That's
that you are the universe. And very advanced cosmologist and nuclear physicist in the 20th century elucidated upon a similar concept, finding the patternings within the atom being reflected in the patternings in the solar system, in the cosmos, and so forth. In other words, they confirmed what Dr. Applegate said was in the Bible. So mm-hmm. when bring these portraits of the solar system to us, you're bringing to us a portrait of ourselves. And sometimes it's easier to see on the big scale than it is mm-hmm. to see on a small scale, especially mm-hmm. because we can't see what we identify with.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't move outside what we identify with. This is something mm-hmm. that I learned a long time ago. I first learned it from a metaphysical teacher maybe 30, 40 years ago. But then it was confirmed by Yeshua, and Larry taught it in many of his seminars. Mm-hmm. And that is, you cannot change what you identify with
mm-hmm.
because you are who you are who you are. So Larry would always catch me if I would make a comment like my cold or my flu or my bad knee or my arthritis. He'd say, And how are you going to change that? What are you going to do about that? How are you going to make observations about it? And I was, oh, okay. So he got me to the point where I would speak of conditions more in a, see, here we're going back to our Mara Glinda conversation. Mm-hmm. I would speak of conditions third person. I would see the conditions not as being inherently a mirror of me, but something I was passing through. And I can tell you, if you want to keep a condition, identify with it.
Yeah.
Everybody, just listen to those words carefully. If you want to keep a condition, identify with it. And not only will you keep it, but the environment will begin to reflect it, and the cosmos will begin to reflect it, and the universe will begin to reflect it, and it will become permanent. Because what is on the small will be observed on the large. What is on the large will become embedded in the small. You can actually change your health by cleaning up your property. It's true. Making contributions to the community. Joining a very positive community group that's making differences in the lives of people will help you have better health. It's a fact. It's a fact. It's been shown so many times. People who do for others the same has been done to them. And that's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not spouting off some new crazy thought. What you do to others, that will be done to you, not because they're going to come back and do it to you. It's because you've established a reality out there, somewhere else, in the life of another person, in the life of your community, in the life of a business, in the life of another individual, and you've consented to that condition because you created it. Therefore, look for it to happen in you. You help somebody have more money. Start looking into your bank account and find out where you're going to get it. I'm serious. The best way to make money is help somebody else make money. So if you're hurting financially, think about how you can make other people either save money or make money or help our economy be better. Think in terms of the larger environment. It's easier to confront the larger environment than it is the inner part of yourself. Because you're so identified with the inner part of yourself. A, you can't see it. And B, you can't change it. But you can go out there and change, make the changes you want to see in the world. And as you make those changes, they will reveal to you opportunities for making those same changes in yourself. Whether it's about relationships or finances, or personal health, or happiness, or peace. I promise, I just am totally disgusted. And it's hard for me to get disgusted with anything, but I am totally disgusted with social media right now. Because people are going out there into the world to create chaos and hatred and disregard and disrespect for people, and they think that they can say anything and get rid of the poison inside themselves. Well, what happens is that they create poison within themselves. And we're becoming a very sick nation because of it. And not just nation, the whole world is in this spiral. Blessed are the peacemakers, but they shall become the sons and daughters of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. My friends, make peace. If you're in turmoil with yourself, don't start there, because you may not be able to fix it there right now, right now. Go make peace with somebody else. In fact, Yeshua said this. This is scriptural. Someone came to him and asked him for a healing. I forgot what the illness was or the injury was. And he said, first go out and make peace with your brother. Now, was that in order to earn a healing? No, because he never, ever taught that healing came by anything but grace, anything but faith. You know, you can't go out and earn your healing. You can't go out and earn grace. But what you do is you go out into the environment and you create peace. Then peace will happen within you. And that peace is then the fiber and the fabric of healing. I hope you listen carefully to that, because you can't earn your way to heaven. You can't earn your way to healing. But you can bring into yourself the peace, the grace, the love, and the glory that allows healing to occur. And I think that's really how faith comes into this so beautifully. Because when we are truly faithful, we will reach out. We will love our enemy. Therefore, we brought a little peace. We will reach out and ask for help, maybe from someone you would never have thought would have the answer because their political position disgusts you, but they're very good at doing the job. And you reach out to them. And you say, you know, I've got this problem. Can you help me? Your faith was bigger than your opinion. See, faith dissolves all the boundaries. Faith dissolves conflict. Faith dissolves opposition. It allows us to walk through the mysteries of life without resisting them. It allows us to walk through the darkness of night without headlights. And we get safely to our destination. Faith is what allows you to ask for help and truly believe that such help can be trusted. You know, I've seen it happen. I've seen bitter enemies who would normally, under adverse situations, wish each other nothing but death and evil, come to the rescue if one of them was in trouble, like their house was burning down, or a child had been injured and needed to be rescued. There was no such thing as an enemy then. They reached out with faith. Faith and grace cut through all the garbage. Okay? So, well, I guess that turned out to be my message for the day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tony. And you set it up very, very well. We're going to take some questions. At this point, it has to be more like requests, okay? Rick, you've been very patient. And you're on.
Hi. And every Sunday, I really speak. The two headlines this week, and I'd like to ask for blessings for the 29 million women around the world that are in some form of slavery, including forced marriages. It's a record. It's never been high. For the record number of refugees in the world that are forgotten with all the distraction with our own COVID and the elections and everything in between. And the last blessing I'd like to ask for It's all those people that are putting out the negative, anger, hate, and the Holy Spirit to come here.
I really don't know what that was about. thank you, Rick. Thank you. That was a good request. And I'm going to open the line to Christopher. Hello, Christopher. Something.
Oh, sorry. I had myself on mute. I'm sorry. Hi, Glenda and everyone. I wanted to say thank you so much for your teaching today. It's very apropos and very powerful, very aligned. I wanted to give you an update. I think it was 2 weeks ago I asked for a blessing for the transition that's happening in my life. And I feel like I've been just so blessed since that time, internally and externally. Internally with a sense of peace and externally with all so many opportunities and such a sense of trust. And then I wanted to ask a blessing for the ability to see Christ in people that I have a hard time blessing. And that's particularly with what's going on in the political situation. I feel like I could use some help and support, and because I think I could be of even more positive impact if I could get over my own ego and learn how
Amen.
To love others.
For all of us.
To learn how to, I asked a friend last night, you know, I was talking about saying something negative, and she said, you know, I can't sympathize with you because you know better. And I said, thank you so much for saying that to me because it's true. And can you please help me understand how to bless someone that I have this perception of, this negative perception of?
Okay.
So that's my prayer for today.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't think I've ever seen a time in the history of our country when there was so much bantering of ego. On both of the major sides of the equation and all of the collateral sides of the equation, there is ego everywhere you turn. And ego doesn't have the answer. I'm sorry, guys, but it doesn't. So let's pray that, you know, there used to be a game show called What's My Line? And people would talk about their, you know, try to convince the players that they were a carpenter or a doctor or whatever. And at the end of the particular game segment, will the real teacher please stand up? So that's all I want to say is, will the real person please stand up?
Yes.
So that we know what to do. And that goes for us, too. That is not an accusatory statement for all of us. We are, you know, talking about patterns. Okay. We have a big ego pattern going on right now. And it's hard to see through the flying debris. Okay. Well, Christopher, I think that sort of summarizes that. And I do share your request and your prayer. Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. Thank you so much. So much wisdom and love and faith comes through this community. I just appreciate it so much. I want to ask a blessing for my work as a teacher. And there's so much work. And so just blessings for all of that to all serve God. And then even more importantly, a blessing for my students, for all students and for all teachers. But my students in particular, I teach at a community college. And so many of them are of immigrant families and just really kind of struggling. And there's one student, Nguyen, who shared, I want a blessing for her, shared her story, how she wants to keep going so far in education and she has to support her whole family. And so just for all that wish to continue in education. Let the way be there for them to do that.
That's so sweet. And I love it when, you know, there's so many challenges to pray for. I love it when someone comes in with a very positive challenge that will make such a joyful benefit to someone's life.
Yeah,
I love that. Thank you, Sarah. And last, beloved Stormy, hello. You're on.
Yes, a perfect use of tension from the tension of my guitar strings tuned to a perfect pitch to the tension of my fingers on each string to give you a perfect pitch. I bless you with the music from this beautiful, balanced tension that gives us beauty to our soul. And my guitar sings while y'all pray.
Oh, I love that, Stormy. I love it. And just as you came on, there are two hummingbirds right outside my window. And they're making music to my heart. So I just love the hummingbirds. They're just amazing little creatures.
They love my music, too. I've had them come to me when I'm playing my guitar.
Uh-huh.
When I'm playing something slow, they would go away. When I'm playing something fast, they would come and get close to me and get into a lilt with my music. Birds do this naturally. Uh-huh. But blessings. Music is what I do. It's who I am. And music is what I will do for you today while you and your blessing givers stand up and pray.
Okay.
Thank
you, Stormy.
You give me the opportunity to share myself with the world in this way. Thank you.
Oh, you're so, we cherish you, Stormy. And we thank you for being here as a song in our heart and a light into our world. So, God be with you. And I'm going to throw my blessing request into the circle, but I don't have to say them out loud. They're just there, and God knows what they are. I have family members that need the help of Christ right now, and friends, and I'm doing okay. I just want to stay in that okay place, where everything just comes out perfect. So now we're going to go into our blessing, blessing givers, if you will stand and join me. And I will call for Yeshua to be with us as we start. Yeshua, we thank you. Most of all, we thank you. We can't make a list of all we thank you for. The list would be longer than the highway of heaven, with more items than all the stars in the universe. So we offer just a spirit of gratitude. And we offer a spirit of peace, of goodwill toward all of our fellow men, toward all of life, nature, the animals, the plants, the struggling little creatures coming into life, and the ones saying goodbye. We are all part of one enormous body of life created by our Heavenly Father. We are to each other something unique and special, each one of us. As Paul said, We are like fingers and arms and legs, and each different and each indispensable. So we thank you for being here to help us to appreciate the diversity and pull that diversity together into one harmonious unit that sings and dances together. We ask for peace. I think more than anything else right now in this world, we need patterns of peace so that we can reflect upon ourselves, our true needs, our true desires, and find clarity of mind. And that peace may fall upon the suffering, that their pain will go away or become less, upon the hungry, that they hurt not so much, and find nourishment from the peace. We ask that you be with the lonely. We know you're already with them, but we ask that you let them know you're with them. Just knock a little. You told us to knock on the door, and it will be opened. Today I ask you to knock a little bit on the door so that everyone knows you're there. It could help a lot. It really could. We need you, and we seek you. We bless you, and we honor you. And we ask for your blessings upon us now, according to the prayers in everyone's heart and the needs in everyone's life and the love in their soul. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes to receive fully which has been offered to you, that you may take it into the essence of your life and it be with you as you go through this week and the coming days after that. Bye-bye for now.